Reducing drug use in the United States is the main goal of the White House Office of the National Drug Control Policy, but it's not alone in getting that job done. Through its new delivery unit, it's enlisting the help of agencies across the federal government. Gil Kerlikowske is the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. He joins us now to discuss how such a big interagency effort is possible. Mr. Kerlikowske, thanks for so much for joining us.
Good. Thank you for having me.
Okay, so you're bringing in a lot of partners at the federal and non-federal level. Tell us what's going on.
And that's always been our role. We've been around since 1988, and although it's a very small outfit, a little over 100 people, when you think about the 12 components in the federal government or the 12 departments and that are all involved in this $15 billion drug strategy, you know, there has to be a way to measure how well each of them are doing when it comes to understanding and producing within the National Drug Control Strategy that President Obama released from the Oval Office in May.
So tell me about the system that you use so that agencies can report back to you and you can work with them about their results.
Well, the delivery unit, and as a police chief, we should have come up with a better acronym or a better name, is one that is based on some things that we have seen in law enforcement, and that is the ComStat program that has been widely talked about in New York City and other police departments used, including the Seattle Police Department, where I served. And along with Governor O'Malley's state stat program, and then looking at the UK. So all of these programs are designed to show where the work is being done, where help is needed, where we may be falling short. And I think that that's critical. And so we have two people within our office that are working on it, and two incredibly great contract employees also.
In fact, the ComStat approach seems to be informing a lot of what the Obama administration is doing in a variety of programs, even technology deployments. But when you impose that or ask partners, say in the state and local level, to participate in that data gathering, do they ever give you a push? Well, you know, that's our business type of stuff.
You know, the importance of the National Drug Control Strategy and the incredible amount of authority that is vested by law in the director regarding federal budgets is very helpful. But if you cast all that aside, I think that the idea of bringing all of these bodies together early on, in fact, it started just before I became director in May of last year, asking them to come to the table and say, you know, this is a huge, the drug problem is increasing among youth in the United States. It's a significant problem when it comes to keeping kids in school, workforce productivity, education of young people, on and on. And when they all came to the table and sat down and said, okay, how can we be of help and how can we participate in this? That was probably as important or perhaps even more important than just the fact that we have statutory authority over their budgets.
We're talking with Gert Kerlikowske. He is the director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. I wanted to learn more about these interagency efforts and how you're able to work together. Do you find that they're all at the table with you and that it's all a very open and transparent and two-way process? Do you find yourself in a position of having to push? Perhaps not the best word, but you know where I'm going with this.
Exactly.
How does that work?
I think that when you recognize, again, the scope and the significance of the drug problem in the United States and how it can affect everything from our relationships with Mexico to who's going to be the bright, educated workforce of the future, people really want to make this work, and they really want to lower our own demand and our own use of drugs. We're just a huge consumer nation. So it really doesn't take a lot of push. These are folks, they're all busy. They all have a lot on their plates, and yet they were more than willing to work with us. But of course, the other part is that we have to make sure that we're on track. This is, after all, the president's drug control strategy, and we have a real duty and responsibility to make sure that that money is being used appropriately, that it falls in line, and I think most importantly that we're supporting each other. This isn't just a Department of Education issue or a Department of Justice issue. We tried to end the war on drugs drugs last May by saying that this is just the wrong terminology for such a complex public health, education, and public safety problem.
And by the way, push is not a bad word to use in the delivery unit. But what I wanted to ask is, getting back to the CompStat and the statistical approach, besides changing the name and the nomenclature for the former war on drugs, will the statistical gathering and what you learn from it change what the federal government and state and local partners actually do with respect to trying to eliminate drug use?
Well, I think the data drives the policy, and the data certainly drives where you're headed in putting your budgets together, and that's absolutely critical. But we had devoted an entire chapter also to data itself, because what we found is that in a number of ways, regardless of what the federal component or the state and locals that actually have to contribute a lot of that data, we found that that oftentimes it was lacking. Oftentimes we were citing data that was 2 or 3 years old, and it's pretty difficult when you look at a problem that is now taking more lives in this country than gunshot wounds, and that is drug overdoses. And in 17 states, it is taking more lives than from car crashes, making it the number one cause of accidental death, at least in those states, that you can't very well be sitting back saying, well, you know, in 2007, this is what we saw, or our most recent data from 2008. We really need much more real-time data, and we're focusing on that.
And so what are the main data points that you gather, and more importantly, what are the data points that you will look at to know that you're making progress?
Well, one of the National Drug Control Strategy actually has a series of goals to reduce teen drug use, to reduce drug driving, and these are 5-year goals, and so we'll certainly have the data points looking at that, and we couldn't have better partners than Assistant Attorney General Lori Robinson in the Office of Justice Programs at DOJ, or Ray LaHood and then Dave Strickland at the Department of Transportation when it comes to the drug driving issue. So they've been extremely helpful. So we have the goals of reducing these problems, but we also have the difficulties of making sure that these data points are put together in a timely way. And of course, most importantly, that they're accurate.
And so do you feel now with this new data program in place and a recasting of the whole drug control, drug policy, that you're not just Sisyphus pushing a rock forever uphill, that maybe some real progress can finally start to take place?
I do feel that I feel that in the two ways. One is certainly the use of data and the accountability and the actual transparency that's being used, and that, of course, is a hallmark of the Obama administration. But I also think that changing the rhetoric and changing the dialogue and helping people to understand that they've looked at decades of frustration over the drug problem, saying kids can still get drugs in school. In a lot of neighborhoods, there's still a drug house down the street, but we have to change the rhetoric, and we have to figure out about a way to be smarter on drugs, not soft, but smarter.
Gil Kerlikowske is a director of the Office of National Drug Control Policy. Thank you, sir, so much for joining us this morning and bringing us up to speed. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Find more information on the delivery unit and hear this entire interview online, federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive.